Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Balance, the only sports talk show that gives a well-balanced diet of sports. Host Tom Marquis and the gang are ready to break down this week in sports. This is the one place where fanatics can come together and talk about their favorite teams. The Balance brings you an analytical breakdown of sports from a fan's point of view. So sit back and get ready. It's time for The Balance.
There is a legend of two men out on. Welcome to another episode of The Wrap Up, a production of The Balance.
All right. Welcome to the Balance Radio Network. We'll get this thing going yet. Hey, I tell you what. Welcome to, what show is this? It's a brand new show right here on the Balance Radio Network, and we are proud to bring it to you. I do want to make time to say here that, hey, guys, if you're below 17 years old, go get mom and dad's permission to listen to this show because, you know, hey, we're going to talk about some stuff in pop culture, the way that in pop culture meets the world of Pete LaFuchsia. So, you know, basically, what show is this? And, you know, tonight is a kind of like the pilot show, if you will, right here on the Balance Radio Network. We certainly want to hear your thoughts on it and let us know what you think. It does deviate a little bit from sports, which you're normally used to hearing here on the Balance Radio Network. But, you know, we are a free thinking show, I guess is the best way to put it. So basically, the show's designed around pop culture to talk around about different things that go on with pop culture. So guys, we're going to take a quick break, and after we get back, we'll get right into, well, what show is this? We don't know yet, but we're gonna figure that out.
Welcome to the inaugural. I have no idea. What are we going to call this?
I mean, I don't think we've decided yet. The show about everything.
And anything and stupid stuff. And I mean, what a better combo. I'm 40, you're 2, 6.
Oh, okay. See how this is going to be.
Yeah,
19 years old. 19, thank you very much.
Wow.
I guess the way to describe the show is basically if Snooki and Kim Kardashian had their own radio program because...
And Kim Kardashian was 410 pounds. So am I Snooki or you? That's my question.
Better to Snooki, closer to Snooki than Kim, because Kim looks pretty good.
The problem is I don't have an ass. Kim has an ass.
That's true.
I mean, you know, it's great. You've seen my wife. My wife has got a big padonkadonk. I have no padonkadonk. I mean, my daughter's going to have an average butt. So, if you're expecting a fat guy with a Kim Kardashian ass, you ain't going to get it here. My name is Pete LaFuchsia. He is Mr. Kevin Corman.
Thank you.
We are just two estranged gentlemen from radio, and we have no idea what we're doing. We thought, you know, we want to have some fun. Talk a little bit about anything and everything.
Absolutely.
And just
this lovely world that we live in today.
Yeah,
basically,
exactly.
We're just going to talk about what's going on in the world that the news might not tell you exactly the truth. We're going
to
look up
all sorts of crazy
videos. We're going to look up the biggest news stories that are just flooding the world. And we're going to give you guys some other stuff that not everybody.
And we may tell you about something that, who knows, I mean, maybe breaking, and we were one of the people that helped break it.
Yeah.
But let me start off by saying, the expressions convinced are conveyed by these two guys don't necessarily portray anybody's. And you know what? We're not liable, and we're not fact checkers. And you know what?
Nope.
If we were part of the real media, we'd be like Mad Magazine. Okay, that's the best
yes.
way to put it. So
I will totally compare us to them any day of the week. So basically, we're going to be doing this, what, about once a week? We're going to try to be doing
knows? Well,
who
at
knows?
At least once a week. I'd
whenever
like
it's
to,
out there.
Whenever it's out there. And we don't have a network yet, but we will have a Facebook sometime. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll have a Facebook page set up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If we
come up with the name.
Type it in there. Yeah, no doubt. So, what's going on,
but
Pete?
But if you want to, you can always check back comedypete.com there.
Yes, sir. Always.
My email is pete@comedypete.com, and I'll give you kevin@comedypete.com for now.
Sounds good, brother.
So... Oh, and by the way,
perfect.
You probably had no idea what that song was, dude.
I really didn't.
It's The Doors. It's called the Alabama Song or the Next Whiskey Bar, but it's an old German Oompa song.
I love it.
Boom, yeah, it's an old Oompa.
I feel like I should be bouncing up and down.
To tell our listeners, my favorite band is actually The Doors. So.
I guessed when you're wearing a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Yeah, I'm 40, okay? Dude, that stuff. Here's the sad thing is all the bands I'm into were huge before I was born.
Hey,
so
right.
You were born in 93?
Correct.
93. So that's like you being really into Guns N' Roses and Poison and all that. For those of you that are close to my age.
Man, 93. That's Snoop Dogg and Dre.
How bad is this?
I'm sorry. Snoop Lion. Let me
is that what he's
myself.
Going by now?
Oh, he changed his name.
It's
officially Snoop Lion. I'm not kidding. It was big in the news about a month
ago.
So
he went from dog to cat.
Basically. No, really, he just got really, really high and saw an image of a lion.
Oh,
and
really?
I guess the lion talked to him and gave him some advice. So literally, he changed his name to Snoop Lion. And I know we're not fact-checking a lot, but that is the truth. I am telling you.
You know what? I don't care. Because think about all these rappers and all that. I mean, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy,
yeah.
Sean Combs.
I know.
What else has he
exactly.
been to? It's you know why it's branding because
yep.
he could sell all this stuff and then change it and
yep.
then all of a sudden now you got this
another T-shirt
yeah,
with
exactly.
a different name on it basically. And you see, I should know that song because being a DJ is kind of my job to know that.
But you know, classic
do a little
rock
bit of
you don't know.
I do weddings and stuff like that. So
yeah, but
granted, I do know.
But I was
my fair
say,
share of
the
classic
Doors.
Rock.
What name one Doors song that is played at a wedding?
None.
I was going to say, maybe Light My Fire. That would be about that.
I don't think I played that one before.
Do you
there
know what
is
that
a really
song
cool
is?
Remix of The Doors that I have called Breaking a Sweat by Skrillex. I do a lot of electronic music
uh-huh.
for you people out there who don't know. My DJ name is DJ Double K. Basically, I do
as
all
opposed
sorts
to
of
Triple
raids.
K, because yeah, you really
oh, yeah,
want to
I get
stay
in trouble.
Away from that. Your middle name doesn't start with a K, does
I'm
it?
Close. I'm one letter off. KJK.
Here's another song that's kind of popular. Roadhouse Blues.
Oh, I know this song.
Yeah. You know,
in a country song, we do this.
Oh,
out
yeah.
in the country, past the city
no.
limit sign, there's a honky tonk.
No,
I'm telling you, that is it.
No, that's Boots Scoop Boogie.
It's
this is
the same beat.
I'll keep you wild on
no.
the road.
Do not defile the Doors, or we will end this show.
I'm telling you, it's
we
close.
Are 6 minutes into this. I'm ready to call it if you make fun of the Doors.
Oh, trust me, I guarantee. Man, well, you called me 2 years old, so I guess
yeah,
we're even now.
Yeah,
one
even
and one,
now.
Okay?
How bad is it that you were born the year I was a freshman in college and you're a sophomore in college now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Although to fill our listeners and Kevin and I, we have had a relationship in the past.
Yep.
Actually, I was an operations manager of a radio station. At the time, I was a program director.
Right.
And I needed an intern, and we did some public service at his high school, and he
yep.
he stood out in his class, and we hired him at the radio station.
It made me tear up.
It really? It did?
A little bit.
Although the weird thing about that, we did this public service thing, and we made a whole show, and we actually aired it, and it was talking to police, but we couldn't find a police. And then I find out a year and a half later, his dad is a sheriff's deputy. They can't get a cop to come to this thing, so I have to bust my butt to get a state trooper, and he's dead. It's like,
hey, I didn't even know they were looking for one until the day you guys came.
Really? Oh, okay. See, I did not know that.
It was kind of cool how it worked out. Okay? It was my junior year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a mass media class. I do remember
that. Oh, is that what it was called?
We were doing a radio show,
yeah,
and we were talking about radio, and how my teacher's husband had a show on the radio
on my station.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And so basically, they came in and they said, we're going to do a PSA. And I was always been interested.
And nobody wanted to talk. No, it wasn't it wasn't just a 30-second PSA. It was a half-hour
interview.
And you guys came up with the questions and asked him. And then you guys created that whole half-hour yourself.
Yeah, we really did.
And that was cool. And you were one of the hosts, you and one other person. Do you even remember who the other person was?
Oh, God. Have no idea.
You know, I might want to dig that audio out because I've saved pretty much every audio of everything I've ever done.
Oh, my God. See, I have the memory of like a three-year-old kitten. I mean, like...
Oh, see, I tell everybody I got the short-term memory of a crack baby, so... Yeah.
No, it was a good time, though. I mean, just basically went in, not even through school, became an intern, met Pimpin' Pete, and then from there, man...
At the time, it was Producer Pete.
Producer.
Oh, yeah. We'll say that for another show, all our radio names.
Oh, man. Where do we begin?
Oh, dude, I've had some really bad ones.
Oh, my God. Kevin the Intern. I totally forgot about that. That was you.
Yes, I gave you that, didn't I?
You really do have a crack baby memory.
Yeah, I forgot about that. No, I'm talking about my radio names.
Oh, man.
Dude, I've been doing radio now for 13 years. Yep. So.
Wow.
And believe me, I started off with some really dumb ones.
What was your first one ever?
Lefty.
Lefty?
Yeah.
And are the you reason, left-handed at least?
No.
Oh, my God.
I was on Wake Up with Woody. That was the show.
Woody.
And it was called Woody and the Boys, and his two stunt boys were Righty and Lefty.
No pun intended.
No.
Wake Up with Woody.
No, that was his name. And the sad thing is, the guy is named Woody, but he was a dick. Believe me, the name fit. Talk about a douchebag, asshole, nozzle. We're not on any network, so we can cuss.
I think you like it.
You think? You know what I hate is the fact that people that knew me back then at that radio station still come up to me every now and then and go, so do you ever talk to Woody? No.
You wake up every morning with him.
No, not really. I'm married. No, but my sad thing is I go, okay, so when you got fired from McDonald's 15 years ago, do you still talk to the people that you work with there? And they just look at me really nasty, so.
Point Pete.
Exactly. Well, but I hated the name Lefty, and the sad thing is I left the show, and they gave me the overnights, and they wouldn't let me change the name. The best I could do is I could add to it, so it went from Lefty to Lefty, the evil genius of the overnight radio airwaves.
Ooh. Wow, that definitely...
So much for another show. I'll go into my next one. Then I moved to... I was Pete, just... Plain Pete on an AM station at the same time I was on WAOR as Lefty. Then I left there and came to Fort Wayne after I got married, got a couple jobs here. One of the first ones, I was at a hip-hop station, and my radio name, because I did a couple fill-in shifts, I called myself Blanco Diablo. That lasted for 2 weeks.
Blanco Diablo. And for all of my un-Spanish-speaking people out there, that means the white devil.
That's crazy.
And that is awesome.
Yeah. And then they go, you know what? We tend to cater to young African-American males, and we don't want to be calling ourselves or anybody on our air the white devil.
Wow. Yeah, what a show that would be. I mean, you already
So I said, okay. So they're like, you can just call yourself Pedro Diablo. Pete the devil. Okay, no. I just went back to Pete. And then I worked on, and at the same time in this cluster, I worked on other radio stations and went by Pete or whatever.
Right.
Go to my next radio station, and I get a nickname thrown on me, Producer Pete.
Nice.
And that one stuck and it's still stuck around the time you and I were there, and then I just went back to Pete and Pete LaFuchsia. So that's what I've done.
Well, maybe we'll have to come up with a new name.
No, I don't want a new name. Pete LaFuchsia
doesn't matter if you want.
I do stand-up comedy. I'm known as Pete LaFuchsia, okay?
I know, but still.
And you can go to comedypete.com.
DJ Double K on Facebook.
Oh, is that what it is? Mine's Pete LaFuchsia, or Facebook.com/Pete LaFuchsia.
And if you need a badass DJ, MagicSounds.com, Magic with a K. There you go.
We will give you times to throw in your plugs and all that.
But really, we are going to be starting a Twitter once we figure out a name for our show.
Yeah, exactly.
And basically what we're going to do is I'm going to be on the tweet feed, and you guys can tweet your questions in, comments. We'll be doing tweet questions of the day.
Oh, if we move this around, we may even get it to where we can get a live spot, and we can then broadcast and get numbers and all that. So, believe me, there's a lot of stuff you and I will talk about off the air. If once this goes, we're also going to interview some people, give you more info about me. I just recently did a 5-year stint on a racing show.
Yep.
Speed Talk. You can go to radiospeedtalk.com. Still see the fine folks there. I've also did sports shows galore. So I've got a background in producing that. Did some political stuff in 2008. Got some people that way. And, man, all the people I've met. So we're not only just going to talk to us, we're going to have people in the studio next week. Scheduled to be in with us is going to be Jason Dixie, actor. You may or may not know of him. If you see the movie In the Company of Men, he was Keith the intern in there.
Awesome.
He's been a really good friend of mine. It's going to be really fun. We can throw some stories off him, have a little fun there. He does stand-up comedy. Really starting to make a name for himself now. So that's going to be cool. We'll have other people on, you know. And then obviously we're going to talk to people in whatever form of media, preferably or easily, it's all the reality shows. Because
Oh,
they're easy to get a hold of. Believe me,
no doubt.
They're all media whores. That's what it boils
down to. Absolutely. I mean, how else are they famous? I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. Well, they all want it, and
right.
Believe me, it'll be easy to have them on.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, speaking of that, just a few weeks ago, I was up in Auburn, met Barry from Storage
Wars.
Auburn, Indiana. Was up at the big car auction up there. And, bumped into Barry from Storage Wars. Actually got to interview him. I've got some cool stuff, cool information.
Maybe did you get audio of it? Well, maybe we'll play
it
sometime.
I've actually got a video of part of the interview that's online.
We'll put it on our Facebook when we figure out what the name of the show is.
Definitely. And it's really funny, so you got to be looking forward to that.
How about this? What's the name of that podcast? That's the name of the podcast.
Yeah, there you
What's the name of that podcast?
There you go.
Well, let's we'll do some research during the break and see if that's even taken.
For real. Seriously, let's check it out.
That's kind of a cool name.
I think the show is going to be a good time, though.
What's the name of that podcast?
What's the name of that podcast?
What's the name of that
podcast? That's
again?
It. It's kind of like that movie. What's the movie? What does y'all say? Sweet. What about mine? Dude. Dude, where's my car, obviously.
Yeah, you don't remember it.
And then... Oh, man. See, I'm a big movie fanatic. So basically, throughout the show, I'm probably just going to throw out random, most likely about 85% of them are going to be Step Brothers movie quotes, because I quote that all day, every day.
Well, no. You want to know you're a big fan of Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
What is the funniest joke in that movie that just blows by 90% of people?
Is it in the first half or the second
half?
Hold on,
let me see if it's even on YouTube.
It's something that people just don't understand, or it just goes by so fast. It was actually funny. Today we were talking about it.
Well, Step Brother. Oh, okay. Well, here, I will play the scene. Let's see if the drums... let me play this and see if that's the
one. Here we go. You can hear. First YouTube clip of
And it's from
Eternity.
Movie Step Brothers.
Yes. Did you touch my drum set? Yes.
Fuck you, Dale! Fuck you!
Okay, here.
I was like, wow, this is hot. Little girl on girl. Little heaven, little hell.
Hey. Why are you so sweaty?
I was watching Cops.
Not supposed to have your feet on the couch.
Uh-oh. He smells.
I'm going to pause it when it comes to it, just to see if you caught the joke.
Do you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird, because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Didn't you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick, because the left one had a chip in it.
Fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass.
You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then.
I don't have to swear to shit.
That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know Cops doesn't touch 04.
Uh-oh.
Where are you going?
Oh, no.
Because I'm going to put my nuts hat
on your drum set.
Okay? You do that. I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
Oh, he did. Oh, yeah, let's watch the fight scene there. I thought that was part of it. And
terrible quality.
Oh, here, there's the
suspense.
I would have to find a different one. Hold on.
Oh man, goodness.
Let's see if there's another one.
It's actually funny because I literally hear that. Bing, da, da, dun, about 3,000 times a day. My brother has it as his text tone.
Okay. I missed it. Now I'm going to play it again.
I told you.
My dog, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
That's the funniest part of the movie. Did you hear that? I will play it. I'm playing Moby Dick for real. Do you get that? Do you get the joke?
I don't know. I think I do, but I don't know.
Okay, that shows you're young.
I don't know if I've ever read that book.
No.
It's one of those things that you're supposed to read in high school.
It has nothing to do with the book Moby Dick. Okay.
Just tell me.
Hold on. Moby Dick.
When Pete sets his mind to something, he does not
Zeppelin.
Stop.
The most famous drum solo of all time is called Moby Dick.
Oh. God, you really put me on the spot.
Yeah, that's why I think that's the greatest line in the movie, because most people didn't get it. That's Moby Dick.
Oh.
Okay. It's right there, man. So when he says, I'm playing Moby Dick for real. Ugh. It's 4 minutes and 21 seconds of a drum solo.
I mean, that's good. I don't know if that's the funniest part in the whole movie.
Those of us that are into music.
True.
Now, this is just them
What's jamming. That podcast?
What's the name of that podcast? Hold on. We're not there yet. So that's why I think that is the funniest part of the movie.
Okay, okay.
And folks, we won't leave
I like the
that.
Part where you ask the dog shit, personally.
Okay, here's where it comes. This is it. Died long before you were born.
I
was 9 when he died. But that's why I think that is the funniest line. When I saw that in the movie theater, I laughed. I'm going to play Moby Dick for real. And then you see him smearing his mouth on the drums.
The extremely realistic looking knot.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the end of the movie? I've been in this Boogie Nights. I've been watching another. The end of the movie. That's not Marky Mark's real hog.
Oh, I doubt
yeah,
it.
No.
Wow.
Oh, believe me, if it was.
Marky Mark. God.
For people my age, are always going to be calling him Marky Mark.
I still call him Marky Mark.
And, yeah.
I mean, Good Vibrations. Come on. Yeah. That's like a timeless song.
Exactly.
Seriously. Oh, no, Pete.
What?
I got some sad news for you, man.
What's that, man?
Oh,
are we switching subjects?
Yeah.
Do we need an evil, weird transition?
Seriously, for Blanco Diablo over here.
What's Blanco Diablo? Is it on YouTube or something?
No. Just something that I guess my generation, unfortunately, cares about this way too much. I was actually a fan for the first season of this show.
What
then
show?
The second season came, the third season, the fourth season, to God knows how many freaking seasons they have.
Well, do you want me to do something like this? Like. Oh, I've got all these weird songs.
All I got to say is.
I can do this or.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's tight. I like that one. Jersey Shore. Unfortunately, you will not be able to get married to JYP. I'm sorry. She is engaged.
Yeah, and that's going to last for how long?
You know, I gave it about 3 days.
Okay, what's a song that's known with Jersey Shore?
Dude, Enrique Iglesias. I like it. Isn't it? And I think that's a theme song. Type in Jersey Shore theme song.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, like, blowing my mind.
You
want to
know what's really funny? I've never seen a full episode of Jersey Shore.
You're not missing much. Basically, it's the exact same thing over and over. They fight. They make up. Each other.
Get crazy.
They fight. They make up. They do each other. They fight. They make up. Blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I like the first time when it was called The Real World.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, see, The Real World was different.
Ah, damn it. No. No commercial.
Oh,
3, 2, 1.
Don't get me started on that.
La, la, la. It's a Kevin James movie, unless we get Kevin James.
Oh, that's not it, but that's a good song. If you want to have fun and do something. If you want to have fun and do something. Okay, who's Jersey Shore's J-Wow is getting engaged. Actually, she's engaged. She's getting married. Roger Matthews, I would have to say he doesn't have the muscle tone of Ronnie. So I don't know what she's thinking, but he definitely has that style of haircut. And wow, they're holding lollipops in this photo together. I don't want to know what they did with those. But yeah, like I said, I give it about a week. That's another thing that everybody's talking about right now. What else is big in the news, Pimp and Pete?
Well, I mean, there's all the videos. I mean, that's it. You're the producer. You're supposed to come up with stories.
We got it. Okay. I've got plenty of stories. I didn't know if you want to get started.
I throw you ideas, and okay. We bounce them off each other.
Basically,
and then if we have a guest, we bounce it off them.
Basically, everybody is talking about this Gangnam Style video on YouTube.
Yes.
If you haven't heard of Gangnam Style, get out from underneath your rock.
Hold on.
Turn on anything that has a power source, and you're going to find Psy's Gangnam Style. And the cool thing is everybody's talking about this song. You might be sick of it by now, but I've got to tell you, we know what the meaning of Gangnam Style is.
Hold on.
So we're going to play the song, and then I'm going to explain to you what exactly Gangnam Style
is. I'm going to have to figure out a way to do transitions. Like, oh, I get it. Okay. Okay. Now we will go. Okay, that's where.
Korea, Gangnam Style.
And if you don't know what it is.
Yes, basically, Gangnam Style is a song that was released by Psy. Spelled P-S-Y. And basically, it's just.
If you want to know what he looks like,
a typical Asian.
No. Oh, no. There's a difference between Asian. That's like saying a North American, okay? I mean. He's a Korean, typical Korean. He's got a Korean look. Koreans
I can't
tend
really
to
tell the difference.
Yeah. I will.
Okay.
Koreans tend to have a more rounder face.
Okay.
Anything in South Korea, the Vietnamese, the Koreans, and all that, have a more round, whereas the Chinese have a taller one, and then the Japanese.
Taller one.
More oval.
But anyways, the story of this guy, basically it was just a Korean rapper put this song out. Man, he had no idea where it was going to go. Just tells you that anybody can get famous nowadays on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, cat videos. There's another cat video that just got released that's really big in the news. But anyways, back to Gangnam Style.
He's got 286,114,894 hits at the time we were playing it.
Yeah.
Not one kitten in the video.
Ooh, very surprising.
Yeah, and you know the sad thing is, this is just Ride the Horse. Dance! It's Ride the Horse, but then cross your wrist!
Exactly. Like, the dance has already been out forever, but...
It has?
Oh, yeah.
But just cross
Riding the horse? I mean, that's like,
yeah,
jump on it.
Jump on it. Oh, now the whole... Yeah, the whole side thing of his feet is something new.
I think the video, obviously, is what made it.
Oh, yeah.
And there's been... Tons of parodies coming out. The U.S. Navy came out with a parody. It's absolutely hilarious.
Is it in the Navy?
No, it's the exact same song. They just came out. It's kind of like what Harvard did to the Call Me Maybe. That exploded. But anyways, I'm kind of going to give you a background story on Gangnam Style. Everybody's wondering what Gangnam means. But actually, it's a wealthy neighborhood in South Korea, in the city of Seoul. and I guess it's where the party's at in Korea. So it's where young people go to party. The neighborhood's called Gangnam.
Well, you know where the party is at in North America.
What's Lake Havasu.
No. What's the name of that?
The party city in America?
I just threw out, oh my gosh, we just named our show and I threw it out and you just totally got it.
Went right
over
my head.
I go, what's the name of that?
Oh, gosh, see, that's going to get me every time, man.
What's the name of that?
What's the name of that?
Us. Gangnam Style.
I love it. I absolutely love it. But anyways.
I'm glad I turned the speakers off for my daughter. Next would be waking up.
It's a wealthy neighborhood in South Korea. In the song, Psy describes the kind of guy he is and the kind of girl that he wants. A
condom.
Yeah, how you like that?
Good timing.
Painting caricatures of the, whatever that word is, culture of the people who hang out in Gangnam. So I gotta tell you, I think we need to do a show from the city of Gangnam. Because,
yeah, because we got that kind
seen
of
seen the video
blood.
Yet?
Yeah.
Woo!
But I've got relatives who have done time, not done time, worked military post in South Korea.
Gangnam Style.
Okay, what's the toilet scene for?
Dude, it's so random.
Showing a bidet?
It's so random. I like the elevator scene the most, where the guy's laying on his stomach and he's just air humping.
Now, my question is he this popular in South Korea?
I don't know. I would assume so.
Yeah.
He's been on every freaking talk show there is in America. I don't even know. He's had to have been in America longer than he's been in Korea since the song has come out. I guarantee it. He's on every different talk show every morning.
Is he just good English?
Oh, yeah. Decent. He was just on the VMAs not too long ago.
So
they kind of introduced him there. So, man, I mean, granted, you know, like you were telling me the facts about how he's a millionaire off that song, obviously.
Well, I don't know how much. It depends on how much they get paid for it. I mean, and I'm hoping that it didn't get set up by his, his record company.
Right.
Because then they're making the money. I mean, I'm all about basically people making their money as artists and all that.
Oh, dope. And
I like that, but some of these record companies, because they're starving for money, because you guys, when I say record, do you know what a record is?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know.
Of course.
I don't know about big kids your age.
Still spin on some old school vinyl every once in a while. whip out the old school vinyl and do a little scratching on there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different world in the music business now than ever before. Basically, that's why they tour so much, because that's how artists get paid.
Right.
They get paid from their concerts,
from
merchandise,
concerts, yeah.
You know. So like that. But
how bad is it that this is the most popular? Well, let's see. I'm not even seeing it. Wow. Oh, it's HD. It's only had 2 million hits, and this thing was huge 2 years ago. It's got to be more than 2 years ago. Listen to this.
Oh my God! I know what.
Yeah.
Oh my! This brings us back to where we worked at the radio station. The first time you ever showed me this.
Did I show this to you?
Yep. He's been on Tosh. Do you ever see the Tosh episode?
Yeah. He did it acoustically.
Oh my goodness! I'm sorry for the listeners out there.
No, this is how it shows that the internet can make somebody famous.
Seriously.
Although this is one hell of a video. Now, folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about,
we open up with a
flaming cross.
You open up with a flaming cross. A chocolate heart
with lips.
Lips
turning into a star and a pink vibrator-looking zeppelin.
I was going to say, I think that is a zeppelin.
I said what was in the butt.
Now there is the upper half of an extremely homosexual African American male with pink background and
okay.
I really don't even know what he's doing right now,
folks. I'm gonna say it's 2 years old. If you haven't seen this, then
you don't get online enough.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think what's another song that was popular, and I remember talking to one of you board ops. I was playing it, and they're like, that was so last summer.
Probably Spencer.
It was Spencer's girlfriend. Chelsea. I played something for her. She's like, yeah. Or no, it was Amy.
Oh, Amy.
She goes, yeah, that was so last summer. I'm like, oh,
what
God.
Would it have been? Man, there's been so many videos. I swear to God, they come out with a different video every month. That gets big.
Well, it would have been about 2009, maybe 2010, so about 2 years ago. I thought it was what?
What in the butt.
Oh, man. Wow. But I thought, I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm showing this to people. And she's like, yeah, it's last summer. Yeah, it's like
some of those videos will never be done. I mean, like the end of the world.
Well, the weird thing about this is this one came out in 2009 and it's only at 2 million, and it was huge for that time.
Right.
But then you look Gangnam Style to bring it back to that.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Still not topping the top charts of YouTube. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, the number one song of all time with the highest...
Or the number one video.
The number... Yes,
yeah.
Excuse me. Number one video of YouTube with the most hits. I'm going to give you a few seconds to think about it. I already told Peter. I would ask him who he thinks it would be.
And that's how we will learn.
So don't basically, the video with the most hits...
No one saw it!
Sitting on toilet.
Sitting on the toilet.
Oh my gosh, you would.
Sitting on the toilet.
How many hits?
Speaking of sitting on a toilet, it's Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber, and just take a guess of how many hits he has. You're incorrect. 782,370,600.
Well, how many do you think this one has had? And we saw them.
Seven.
On sitting on the toilet. It said 65 million.
Wow.
And she has no commercial, so therefore,
that's pretty
she's
cool.
still worth what she was before
right.
the video.
Nothing. Ooh, what about Friday?
Friday.
Jessica, or whatever her name was.
Friday.
Rebecca Black. Oh, my.
Oh, sorry.
Not too much. I'm actually kind of surprised. 39
million. 39
million.
Wow. Here we are critiquing YouTube. Wow, are we not cliche? What's the name of that? Is it night-night time? All right, come here. I'll let you give me kisses on the air. Hugs and Kisses by Elizabeth the Greek, right?
Elizabeth the Greek.
Oh, we'll be playing that on the show.
Absolutely. I saw that on Facebook.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Okay. Shut.
What?
For those of you who don't know, I actually do a segment with my 4-year-old daughter called Elizabeth the Greek where she picks football games. Lastly, I haven't done them yet.
How good has she been doing?
Well, the first week she won... like 7-3.
Wow.
Then she went 4-6, but I think she went 9-1 this last week. She picked the Seahawks.
Game.
Ah, she picked
I knew it.
The Notre Dame upset. She picked a couple of the other upsets.
Awesome.
So she actually picked USC losing to Stanford. She picked it started back 2 years ago when she was two. We did it as a joke, and she went like 5-1, and we kept doing it week in and week out. And just
can't beat it.
She had a small fan base on my sports radio show to where a guy that made street signs actually made a street sign and sent it to us for her. That said, Elizabeth the Greek.
I saw that. Yeah, I saw that on her
page.
People,
everybody's like, "Where'd she get that?" I go, "Some guy sent it to us."
Wow, that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, if you want, you can go to it. Facebook.com/Elizabeth the Greek.
Easy as that. Make sure you hit it up. Man,
yeah,
speaking of that Seahawks game, we got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest thing in the news right now. And you know,
so
the
we're
thing
switching
is,
to that now. we're done with YouTube?
Yeah, okay, for now. We'll come back. We always
come
back.
Oh, believe me. We're going to come back to the one that I think is the next. We're going to be ahead. Oh, God. Just looking at the picture.
We haven't even got there yet.
Yes, I know. Gosh.
The next big video of YouTube.
It
so
is going to be
definitely
crazy.
Definitely get there.
Let's start off by saying, what time is it and what's today's date? Because
9:02 and... it is the 26th of September, Wednesday.
Okay, it's Wednesday, 9:02 p.m. Eastern Time.
Correct.
There's a video that we're going to talk about to end the show, and I bet it's going to be the next one to hit a couple million. First of all, I heard about it this morning. It was at under 10,000. It's now at like
500.
It's at a half a million in just one day. It's going to take off. We'll talk about that later. But back to what
the guys will love it.
Oh, God, believe me. It's going to be the first thing we put on our Facebook now that we've got a name for the show.
And slow motion, too, of course. And you guys will understand that.
No, you don't understand, folks. You haven't watched the whole video, have you? Wait till you watch the whole thing.
The end.
We will critique all 3 minutes, 51 seconds.
Yes, I think we will have to critique on that one, and you guys
and then
understand.
I will get a wet nap towel. I will walk into the bathroom. You can stay here in the studio. We will go pleasure ourselves.
And you'll be back in 1.4 minutes.
Really? I don't even need that much looking at this video, but go with what you're saying.
Obviously, I mean, I'm kind of getting annoyed of it. Just hearing about it all over Facebook. Everybody's blaming these refs for this call from the Packers-Seahawks game. You can't blame the refs. These guys are used to being on high school football fields.
And college.
My God. They're going out and playing these NFL games, and or, I'm sorry, refereeing these NFL games. Don't blame the refs. Blame the commissioner, because he's the one that needs to make that deal with the referees to get them back in the game. I mean, it's not their fault. They're not used to that level of officiating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
well, and they're not used to that speed and the speed up and slow down. If you're doing high school,
right,
they're going to do the game, and it's going to continue, whereas the NFL, they will do two or three plays, bam, 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 bam,
right,
and then stop because of TV timeouts or whatever.
Right.
And then bam, 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 then stop. These guys are 0-60, hit the brakes, 0-60, hit the brakes.
Right.
As opposed to, you can still keep a consistency in a high school or a college game and all that.
Right. And obviously it's different. I mean, the guys are 10 times bigger. I mean, it's like,
oh yeah,
seeing things, people don't realize that. It would be a lot different watching high school kids play versus NFL. I mean,
right,
God, they're so much bigger. It's harder to tell what, you know, what they can do. And because you said they're so fast.
Exactly.
They can just get those little moves in there. And, you know, obviously, I mean, it wasn't a bad call. It was a bad call.
It was a bad call in the fact that if you go back to it, there was obviously offensive pass interference, but it's not a reviewable on instant replay. And there's people like, it should have been reviewable. It's like, no, do you realize how long these games would be if every single
play
rule was infraction was they've already now a football game from 1987 compared to now is actually 45 minutes longer because of all the other stuff
they've
thrown in.
I absolutely believe
So they've made the game longer to begin with, and just looking at everything, I hate to say it, I like the human error in some of this, but then I'm glad because something more often than not, the plays, in my opinion, seem to go towards my favorite team, so I'm happy at that aspect. But whether it be the Notre Dame or the Buffalo Bills don't normally get it. And yes,
that's okay. I'm a St. Louis Rams fan, so.
Wow. You know. And you know what's really bad about that? They, over the past.
I've heard it all.
Oh, they have the worst 7-year record of any team in the history of the NFL.
I believe it.
65-7. 17-65. Sorry. But with the management they got, believe me, they're going to be
a
breakout.
They're going to be
good.
I'm telling you.
When they move back to Los Angeles, they're going to be an awesome team.
They should have never left. But, you know, but that was also before my time. So, you know, I don't really remember. Obviously, I don't remember.
Well, no.
But
they were in Los Angeles the year you were born.
Okay.
Because I think it was 94 or 95 they moved.
Okay. See, so, I've been a fan my whole life.
Almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Because here's the sad thing. Talk about move teams, and we'll get back to the blown cult.
Yeah.
There are teams that have moved around a lot. I mean, in my lifetime, the Cardinals have moved 3 times.
Really?
Yeah. They were Chicago, St. Louis, now Arizona. So there's that. Then you've got other teams. The Raiders have moved 3 times. Oakland, Los Angeles, back to Oakland. Then you got the Rams and all that. The problem is there's one team that moved 32 years ago, and still to this day, people print their name as the original city, and that's the Colts. Every now and then it pops up,
Baltimore Colts. Yep.
People just can't let that one go.
Yep.
There's other teams that have moved, and they just it's amazing. It was like last year they were talking, and it was in USA Today. Somebody wrote down Baltimore Colts.
Well, it's how they left, wasn't it?
Oh, that was
exactly.
It was how they left. Well, what happened was he wanted a new stadium. He didn't get it, and he moved. And here's the thing. He moved, and he took everything, including the kitchen sink. That's what made everybody pissed. When he moved, he took hot tubs. He took training tables. They took doors out of things.
My.
They took desks. When the Cleveland Browns left, they just took uniforms and moved to Baltimore. They left the building. They left hot tubs. They left training weights.
He took it all.
He took it all. And the thing is, the Rams took a lot of their stuff, too, but they didn't destroy the facility they were in because they're like, no, we paid for this. We're taking it. And I agree with
that's
this.
That's true.
His crap. He should be able to do with it he wants.
Absolutely.
I look at it this way. It's their team. They should be able to do with it what they want. I just hate that the fact that some of these teams are going to be forced to. Here's an example. The Miami Dolphins, when that father, the guy that owns it, dies if he hasn't already died. His daughters don't have the money to maintain the team. What's going to happen? Some conglomerate's going to buy it, and they're going to move it to L.A., or they're going to move it to Toronto or one of the other cities that wants a football team. And it's as much as I don't care for the Dolphins, they're still the Miami Dolphins. They should be
They'll
there.
They'll always be the Miami.
The Miami Dolphins, yeah. Exactly. And then here's the whole thing. Oh, if they move it, we'll the Browns set up one thing. They said, okay, the name stays with the city.
Right.
So that's now going to be the staple. So if they leave, the name Dolphins will stay in Miami for whatever. I'm surprised that the Houston didn't become the Oilers again. But they kept the colors in Tennessee, so they kind of threw it off. But it's the whole – I hate the fact that the team moves, but then somebody turns around and gets another team. I'm kind of glad that they didn't rush to give Los Angeles a team because, oh, it's the second biggest market. We got to have a team.
That's what I was going to say. I'm so surprised now that look at it that L.A. does not have
You know why
team.
They don't have it? It's because, one, they didn't have the stadium for it. They were using the Coliseum, which was almost 100 years old. Two, that market is more about college football than anything else.
That's true.
The basketball – why do you think they got two basketball teams? They got one of the most successful and the worst NBA teams in sharing the same arena, and they still do really good there.
Yeah, that's true.
Hockey barely makes it there. I mean, it was Wayne Gretzky that saved hockey in Los Angeles. So it's the Dodgers. When they moved out there, you've got issues with all that. It's just that market can sustain a college because they're going to have the alumni and all that.
Right.
But you've got your issues with the professional teams. And looking at the demographic of Los Angeles, soccer's huge there. Who lives there? A lot of Mexicans.
Mexicano.
So that's what they're into. They're not into NFL football.
That's
They're into other stuff. So,
it's more of like
can go back. Yeah, go back. Okay, back to the thing you were describing, the call and all that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you haven't heard about it yet, like we were saying and talking about, the big call brought up a bigger controversy just in that call. That's why, obviously, it was so big, was this whole thing about the dispute between the referees versus the NFL, trying to get them back.
Right.
But I did hear today that they did settle upon an agreement. So,
oh, really? But they still won't be in next week. It'll be the week after that.
They were talking about getting them back in the Sunday.
So they're talking the 29th,
exactly.
30th. Well, what about Thursday night's game, which would be the 27th? Will they have them back for that?
I haven't heard.
So
the word that I heard was Sunday they'll be back.
Sunday, okay.
Now, I'm not positive on that, but
I don't necessarily I don't hate the Packers. I don't hate the Seahawks. Believe me, there's teams that I hate, and neither of them are that. I'm of the mind. I like one thing the NFL did. They said we're sticking with this call because if there's anything that they got to watch out is reversing a call that changed a game. Yes, that basically that call decided the outcome of the game. Leave it to the officials on there. Even if it was a bad lingerie official that made a bad call, that's the call on the field. You do that.
Seriously,
you deal with it.
That's a job.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you start going around changing outcomes long after, it's wrong. I mean, and I'm a big racing fan, and one of the funniest things that some people argue is Richard Petty, 200 wins, the greatest driver in NASCAR history, arguably. His 198th win was all but taken away from him. He had an engine that was too big. He had too much a fuel line that held too much. He had everything wrong that could be wrong. They fined him. They took all the money. They took the trophy, but they did not take the win away because it's the whole we can't. He won on the track, plain and simple.
I would have taken it away from him.
No.
I would have snatched it. He cheated. That is like bringing this up. The only reason I say that is because I think that a team should be able to get their wins revoked on this basis.
No.
Being
no,
a
oh,
St.
Oh, oh,
Louis Rams fan,
no, it,
when
does,
the
it does.
New England Patriots beat the Rams, they proved that they cheated. They recorded their Super Bowl practice. That game, you know how many millions of dollars in those games? And the
what you're saying is you're going to go back in history and say, okay, here's the Super Bowl champ.
No, I mean, I wouldn't, because what is it really going to change?
So you're going to take that ring away from all the players on the Patriots that knew nothing that the coaches were doing this.
Oh, heck yes. I hate the Patriotes. But
I hate the Patriots, too.
But some of those teams, you just absolutely love them, or, you know,
you
hate being
them.
From Indiana, not really necessarily a Colts fan, but it's just the Patriots. I mean,
yeah.
It's just like... There's nobody that's like, they're okay. It's like, oh, I hate them. Or,
and here's the weird thing is that it wasn't that way until Belichick took it over. The Patriots were
they were
team
a nobody
that,
team.
That they were that team, like, you kind of felt sorry for them because they'd been to 3 Super Bowls and lost. What I think is funny is, everybody out there, they're a dynasty. Really? They've got 3 Super Bowl wins and 5 Super Bowl losses.
Right.
So, are they really that good?
Seriously. It's just something that I always bring up whenever I talk about football is the whole... You know, a few years ago when that came out that they all cheated about it.
Well, it's the whole cheating thing. But then here's the one thing, and this goes back to something that's happening in our area. There's a coach of a local high school football team that has been around for 20-plus years. And in that 20-plus years, he's won 11 state championships, been to 14 or 13. And he basically got fired for reasons, unless you can enlighten me. Last I heard, they weren't releasing why he had been fired. But people are saying, well, they need to go back and review. Did this affect any of the state championships, and will they give that to somebody else? And I don't think that they need to do that, because I personally played in the state championship in football in 1990. We lost by 1 point in the last couple seconds of the game. We were behind making a drive. Somebody called that a guy stepped out of bounds. And in Indiana high school football, if you step out of bounds, you are an ineligible receiver. And the receiver trying to wave at our quarterback to tell him no, the quarterback thought, hey, I'm open, and he's doing this. What would you think? But we lost the game due to that. So if they were to go back and find out the team we played, Indianapolis Cecina, had an ineligible player, I still don't know if I could accept the fact, we're state champs by a technicality.
Right.
And they have done that before in the state of Indiana, not in football. South Bend Riley High School, which is a swimming powerhouse in the state of Indiana, had its state championship they went to in like 97, maybe 98. They were runner-up. The team they swam against had an ineligible player. Apparently one of his grades was tampered. Somebody went to court and had it overturned, and the trophy is now residing with South Bend Riley High School.
Wow.
I don't know if I could accept. They had a pep rally. They wanted a parade, and this was 3 or 4 years after the fact. I don't know if I can handle that. I just, to me, that's not, I couldn't do it.
It's old news.
It's not only old news, but then going back, okay, let's say somebody went to court and said, the Patriots cheated.
Oh, they
now,
did. I mean,
now, well, no, story. Now, do they go back and have a whole ceremony? And the St. Louis Rams were the 2002
exactly.
Super Bowl champs. I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Oh,
in other words,
completely.
Leave it. Whatever happened on the field, happened on the field. Take away everything but that. Just like some of the stuff about the Joe Paw thing, they took away 14 years of wins from him. That didn't just affect him. That affected every guy that was there. So you mean to tell me a guy that played from 2000 to 2004 doesn't have a win? It negates that? I mean, you're punishing more than just the one person. That's why I'm saying, in Richard Petty's case, okay, what if he knew nothing about the engine? It was his crew chief. So his crew chief, who cheated, now you're taking a win away from him. So I kind of see that whole win thing.
Guess it depends on the context.
Yeah, you don't want to go back and negate. So.
Yeah, it's
done. 51 minutes.
Wow,
we didn't think we'd get a half hour into this.
Let's keep it rolling, baby. I've got some fun stuff popped up here online, kind of random, but that's all
ahead,
the show is about, anyways.
And that's around. What's the name of it?
What? Oh.
Gosh, you're not
going to... God, I'm never going to learn. Yes, I will.
Yeah, we're
next
only
week, 50, I guarantee.
Well, it took us, 12 minutes to come up with a name, so
yeah,
we're only 38 minutes into it.
Speaking of names, what I found, a pretty cool little story, the most popular baby names, 2011 versus 1911.
Mohammed?
So, Let's not even go there.
No, but seriously, I found out that's the most popular name in the world.
Yeah, it is. It is by far.
You can't make a cartoon. You can't make a joke about it, but it's the most popular name in the world.
And I believe this would be. Yeah, this is just the United States. So basically, I'm going to give you a guess. What is, in your opinion, the number one male and female name first in 1911?
Number one male name, Bob?
Nope.
Hmm.
That was fifth.
Fifth?
As
Bob.
Robert.
Robert Bob, yeah.
Female name.
It's not Peter, is it?
Nope. I don't even see Peter on here.
Peter has never cracked the top 10, but it's never fell out of the top 20.
You know what? I think it is. According to this,
okay. What is it?
It's not on here. The number one male name, not really a surprise here, John, 1911.
Okay.
Kind of boring. And
well, it's a biblical name, so it's
true. True. And female name, Mary, number one in 1911.
I think Mary's going to be popular for a long time.
My sister's name, Mary.
I was going to say, we're both Catholic. We all have a Mary in our family somewhere, okay?
It's like a must-have. You must have a Mary in your
you've
family.
Got a Mary. what's really funny is everybody had a Mary. They also had a lot of Josephs. Oh, believe me, every one of my mom's brothers and sisters had either a Joseph or a child with a Joseph middle name.
That's my middle name.
Oh, really?
Yep, not kidding.
All my brothers and my dad and my uncles all have the middle name Joseph. Mine's James. They didn't realize that till they wanted to go with PJ because my dad's Philip Joseph,
right?
Peter James.
But then
they realized that everybody started having Joseph. So, because my grandfather was Anthony Joseph, my uncle Jack was Jack Joseph. So, then my brother Eric, brother Patrick Joseph, and then Eric Joseph. So they just kept that going. They're like, Pete'll be the oddball.
Hey, that's all right. All right, now let's fast forward 100 years. 2011, top male and female name. What are your picks? First male.
Laquanda? Oh, male. Oh, I'm sorry, male.
I guess it could work.
Deshaun? I don't know. Add a duh in front of a regular name, a D, or I don't know what.
Actually, to my surprise, the female name I would have never, ever guessed being the number one. Male, Jacob, number one.
Jacob, okay.
Number two, Sophia. Sophia is the number one name, followed by Isabel and Emma. Now, I have to be honest.
There's a lot of Emmas.
I maybe know like two.
My daughter's four, she goes to the school you went to, John the Baptist, and she's got two Emmas in her
really?
High school class of 10.
Oh, so, my goodness. No, maybe it's right.
Well, one of the twins that she had daycare, Emma. Emma and Abby were their names. So that Emma, I could see being a popular name.
And Ava is number five, another weird one.
You know what's really weird is it tied to something. Because remember when the movie Titanic came out?
Right.
It would have been 98.
Around then,
98. One of the most popular names for
Rose.
The next year, Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So is it tied in with something like that? Is there Rose?
Let's see. Rose, let me check back in 1911. They got Rose, number 14. Top female names in 1911. Ethel.
Ethel Mermaid.
Ethel. I don't see Olga or Elga. Those are some of the...
I had a girlfriend whose great aunt was Olga.
Another weird one, Mia. That's in 2011, number 9.
Oh, Mia.
Mia.
I know. Well, how many of these are tied in with...
movies or shows?
No, Hispanic names, too, because you got to understand,
true.
That's the fastest growing population.
Yeah, that's also true.
So they still... Whereas, and this is in no way a slam on any ethnicity, African Americans are coming up with made-up names. In other words, ones that they've created.
Right.
What I think is really funny is one of the jobs I did when I first moved to where we live, I took people on public assistance to them from the doctor, and my badge sat there on the dashboard, and they go, "What's that last name?" My last name is LA, capital FAUCIA, and it's pronounced LaFuchsia. there are three babies in this town whose first name is LaFuchsia. They're African-American females. One is spelled that way. The other two are pronounced LaFuchsia, spelled different.
Wow.
But it's because it's the whole, we're going to come up with something creative. So,
So you're saying that they named their kids after you.
Yeah. And my wife had one in a class, little girl's name was LaFuchsia.
LaFuchsia.
Yeah. But go back to the whole name. So you take the African-American that are using the names where they're creating a form. They're mixing two names, Deshaun, or I can't think of any other. LaThomas would be another one that I've heard. So you take that out of the aspect, okay? Now you go back to your traditional people, and then you go to the Hispanic, where they're picking traditional names.
Very traditional.
Where the Hispanic are outgrowing their population is outgrowing what would be considered the stereotypical Caucasian white. So that's why I think a name like Mia, which I think has a Hispanic turn, that's why those would start being popular. Because if I'm not mistaken, Mia is a Hispanic and an English name, right?
I would say so. I would think it'd be like a short version of Maria, kind of like a name that was driven, derived from Maria, and just kind of shortened it to Mia.
And that's why we have the internet. We could look it up because we're a stupider generation than our grandparents.
Look at 15 male name. Liam. Liam Neeson.
Mia.
Number 15. I
Mia Farrow. That name's been around. She's been as Woody Allen's wife from the 70s.
Mia. And as a female rapper, I believe her name is Mia as well. But seriously, looking back in the 1911 names, they are all traditional. Wow.
Well, I had a great aunt that I can't. Her name was Myrtle.
Oh,
Myrtle.
No. Myrtle? Wasn't that the chick from Harry Potter? Myrtle, or the chick that lived in the bathroom, always stalked Harry.
Myrtle. Oh, and she had the
Hi, Harry. I'm Myrtle.
Okay. I'm glad you brought that up. Never speak of Harry Potter on this. On what's this name again?
On what's this name?
It's Harry Potter.
Oh, I meant baby namesopedia. And the name Mia is a Dutch German, which is derived from. I don't see it. The name Mia. Prologue. Oh, it wasn't populist. Didn't start become popular until 1960s. Reached its height in 2006. Mia is short for. It doesn't say.
Hey, speaking of Harry Potter.
Yes.
actually, it doesn't have anything to do with Harry Potter. I don't know if you heard about it, but J.K. Rowling.
The richest welfare recipient ever.
Absolutely. By far the richest author.
Oh, yeah.
I would say of all time. She actually has a new book out. It's her.
How I duped you all into buying this crap that I put on paper.
Literally, it's her first book since she's released since Harry. It's called The Casual Vacancy. I saw a little thing about it on TV earlier. I guess she's been writing for 5 years. It's a completely different story. I guess it's all about I don't even know really what to explain it as. Just some horror
way
story.
Way to do your show prep.
I just thought of it when you were talking about Harry. It just popped into my head how she has this new book coming out. I've never read a Harry Potter book, so I will never read The Casual Vacancy. Not big into reading, rather watch the movie. That's just kind of how I am. But for your reading people out there, if you want to check out a new book, maybe that would be the one for you on all your Kindles and Nooks and all these other things. I mean,
interesting
I do have an iPad.
Fact about Kindle: people that read a Kindle, it's something like 4% less retention than on a book. You know why? Because the print is so perfect. Your eyes, that little movement of your eyes adjusting to the paper and the light moving back and forth on a book,
helps
you retain more.
Really?
Yeah, a Kindle is too perfect. So people retain less.
See, I cannot read off those things. It's weird how when you change the page, it seems to mix. You know what I'm saying? It kind of gets fuzzy
I've
and
never
switches.
Seen, to be honest, I've never seen one.
Are you serious?
I mean, I've seen one, but I've never read one.
Right.
You got to understand, I very rarely read books.
Hey,
here's one thing.
Way.
Interesting thing you're going to find out about me. I can only read biographies. I can't read fiction. I just cannot read fiction. I can't get it through my mind to suspend reality to understand that this is something. But
really?
If you sit there, ask me the top 10 books I've ever read, I'm going to sit there and say, As Bad As I Want to Be by Dennis Rodman, what's his face, Colin Powell's book, which was all of them are this thick, right?
Right.
Colin Powell's was this thick. He had almost 200 pages of him at the Army, at the military academy.
So it was about five times thicker than any other novel.
It took me almost, almost a year to read his book, because I can only read five, 6 pages at a time. I got to set it down and walk away, because one thing that I found out is, and you'll find it, is you remember the first and last thing you read. I've got such a weird memory that I've got to keep mine super short.
Crack most baby.
Yep, exactly. Most people got to do weird things. It's that whole when you're cramming for exams, you remember the first couple things and the last couple
exactly.
things, and everything
that's
in the middle.
Fact.
You don't. What you need to do is you need to study 10 minutes at a time, take 10 minutes off, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, and you'll remember more. But
no, I believe that, no doubt.
So, but yeah, I only read those or kind of self-help books in a way.
Oh, very cool.
And I would put those in with a biography, like Dave Ramsey's book.
Financial
Peace. His thing's Financial Peace University, but his book is whatever it is. I read that one, and I've read a couple of his other books. Then there's the guy that wrote that Venus and Mars book. I read his other one. It was called Venus and Mars in the Bedroom. Mm-hmm. It's the whole thing about how men and women are totally different.
You're working on 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, because you know we're gonna have that. We're gonna have.
We're gonna read some of it on the air.
Not on the air. You know what we need to do? I need to have my wife gets the book.
Oh no, I don't want to hear it.
No. My daughter can read.
Oh.
I will have her read a couple pages from that.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to see how bad a book is? Let's see a 4-year-old reading.
That'll
and
be
then
epic.
He took it in. You know, and then my wife will then make me sleep on the
on the couch for a week.
Yeah. Exactly. If it's acceptable, it should be. A child should be able to read it, shouldn't
right?
it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm kind of the opposite. I mean, I do like to read some biographies. I've read, obviously I had to write a paper on...
Well, you're in college, too.
Right. Well, I mean, I never read the textbook, granted.
Yeah.
Whatever. But, you know, different show hosts. Mm-hmm. Jay Leno's biography was great.
Jay Leno's was... I loved his.
Loved
his
it. Thing.
I just hate that people tear him up because they think he's
their
the one
haters.
Who created... Well, they think he's the one who did a lot of the problems and the issues with the whole Tonight Show and all that. And
it wasn't.
Manager.
Exactly.
And let me guess, if you were in his position, you'd be like, no, screw you. I do not want this.
Right.
Bull crap.
Right.
So, yeah, I just loved his. And being a stand-up comedian, I thought it was a great one.
Yeah.
Another one that was good of a stand-up comedian, Drew Carey's.
Really?
Yeah, and there was a little segment he put in there that really, really made me think about stuff, and that was it was about his TV show. He had two controversial things in the same episode. Could not believe the amount of hate mail he got, but nobody ever mentioned the other person's issue. Like, okay, let's say they were making fun of mentally handicapped, and then the other one was about people with cleft palates. People... arguing about, cleft palate, it's a birth defect, blah, 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 you should... But they never mention anything about the mentally handicapped. And the mentally handicapped, you can't make a fun of mentally handicapped, blah, 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 but they never mention the cleft palate issue.
Hmm.
And he's like, that just shows you right there.
They just yeah.
People are only care about their what they want. So.
Exactly. I went, if you guys didn't know out there, which you wouldn't yet, I went to Ball State for
What's
a little
the name
while.
Of that?
What's the name of that? I got it that time. Ball State, obviously. David Letterman graduated there. So, obviously, when I went there, that
no,
was
you know
what
who's
I
even
went
more
to
famous
school
than
for.
Him? Papa John.
Papa? No, he was IU.
Nuh-uh.
I swear he went to
John
IU.
John Schneider, the Papa John, went to Ball State. Look it up.
Dude.
Look it up.
I'm telling you, he went to IU because it was his senior project. He started a pizza company. He was going to the Kelley School of Business at IU, and he started a pizza company, and bada boom, bada bang, Papa mm-hmm. John's. You might be thinking of Garfield.
No.
Garfield went to Ball State. All right.
No, look it up. Look it up. Ball State alum.
All right,
Schneider, because what we thought when I was working at the radio station, we started carrying Ball State football. We went down there, and we're like looking in their thing, it's famous alumni, and it said – Papa John.
If I went there, I think I would have known.
But the official pizza of Ball State is Domino's. We thought
what?
That. Yeah, at the football game is the official.
It's all about money there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's see. I'm really going to be pissed off.
Go to Wikipedia.
Right. I hate when you're right.
And you're going to find out that I know a lot.
I'm telling you, I went to school there. I would think that, I mean, because they always talked about the famous people who went here, blah, blah, blah. Oh, this is a wrong John Schneider. Where did... But anyways, his was a great book, David Letterman.
Oh.
Fantastic book. He was quite the character when he was younger. All right. Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Yep, which is across from St.
Oh, you bastard.
Did I get it right?
I'm speechless.
Give me some paw.
Give me some paw.
Now, do you want to know the other? How much
I cannot believe they never mentioned him when I was in class.
No.
Even like at the big freshman orientation, they were like showing all these famous people who went to the school. David Letterman, blah, 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 Garfield. And Papa John, I mean, he's a pretty big deal. I cannot believe he wasn't even mentioned. Wow, Ball State, you're slacking. Get on that. Papa John.
No, it's in their book when we had, that's how, because we were sitting there. And we're looking, it's like they're talking about, in their guide, the official pizza of Ball State is Domino's, but yet Papa John's an alumni.
Wow.
And when he started out in Jeffersonville in Louisville, and one of the first places he put a franchise was up in Muncie. So,
really?
Yeah.
Shoot, that's what I'm going to be. I'm telling you what, future job, if all else fails with this whole DJing and everything like that, I'm going to try to become a freaking president of a university.
Oh, yeah.
You know how much money they make?
Oh, yeah. But you got to have a PhD.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, the president of Ball State made more money than the president of the United States last year.
She
made $444,000, and the president only makes $400,000. Granted, everything's free for him. But still, man, wow, that is crazy. I mean, what all does she really do, too? You know, I mean, obviously, yeah. She's all else comes back to her. Everything comes back to her.
Well, she kept cutting money on...
But still, that is a lot of money. $444,000 a year just to be a president of a university.
Oh, yeah.
And, man, you should see her house. It's off the chain. I cannot believe he went to Ball State. That really blows my mind.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing who you find out, people that what they did and where they went to school at and all that. And
Indiana really has some people on the map.
Oh, yeah. We're all over the place. I mean,
seriously. I dated all the way back to, you know, Fort Wayne, Indiana to the television. And obviously, he's one of the biggest ones.
Farnsworth.
Farnsworth.
Yeah.
You know, one of the creators of TV in general, right here in little Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
But I'm proud of anything about Indiana, so I always look up those facts and all that. So I know
that's
where these
cool.
people are from.
James
and all
Dean, you know, just about an hour south.
Yeah. Same hometown as Garfield.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, too.
So,
seriously.
Well, then you go over to Gary, and a lot of people don't realize you've got the Jacksons, you've got Diana Ross, you've got a bunch of blues singers all came from that area. Then you go up to South Bend area, obviously. You've got Notre Dame and Newt Rockne, and then you have Studebaker up there. So
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Speaking of money, you want to switch gears a little bit?
Well, no, I want to wrap it up because, one, I got to pee, two.
We're going to wrap it up already? Okay.
Dude, we've been talking for an hour and 10 minutes.
I love it. We can talk all night.
And I was thinking...
Oh, wait, we got to play the video.
Yeah, that's what we're wrapping up.
Oh, you
got to
pee, quote-unquote.
Yeah,
you
got
to
pee.
Well, I'll save these stories.
I'll piss in this Mountain Dew bottle for
I'll
you
save
if you
these
want.
Stories for the next episode of... what's that show called?
Exactly.
So, once again, thank
what's
you guys.
What's the name of that show? What's the name of that podcast? That's what we're going to...
What's the name of that podcast? What's the name of that podcast? Tell your friends about...
Hey, wait.
What's
look
the
name it up. Type in facebook.com/ what's the name of that podcast. See
if this
it's taken.
Is taken.
If it's
so
taken, then
we
kind of come up with another name.
What's that? Man, that is a long freaking name.
I was going to say, try my...
what's the name of that podcast.com?
What's the name of that podcast? Oh, I wasn't planning on buying that just yet. Although
we're going off with this. People are going to love this so much. That's not taken either. Bam! We better get on
it.
Well,
wait, no. What's that name? Just go with... Let's shorten it up. What's that name?
What's that name?
Yeah, see what...
Okay.
Or what's the name of that? Let's just see.
Oh, my God. You're changing it up so much.
I don't know. We should be doing this off the air.
Nah, just let our listeners hear all the way from the beginning. So when we are billionaire radio podcast show hosts, hey, Gangnam Style, come on, Rebecca Black.
See, we didn't
we
mean
to put it on
Rebecca
YouTube.
Black.
We just need to put it on YouTube.
Yeah. Let me finish cleaning this room up first, okay? Believe me, I sold off Speed Talk. That was all Speed Talk back there. Now I'm trying to get rid of some of that stuff.
Yeah,
and
now it's what's that
and
name?
This is going to be house sitter property preservation in this corner.
There you go.
This will be the studio. For
I'll set up some turntables and do like a live mix.
Two turntables and a microphone.
Yeah.
Where it's at.
All right. I think we're going to wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in.
Well, no, we're going to watch the video.
I know. We're going to play this.
A Winfest Hooping.
Yep.
Now, folks, okay, like we've said the date. Right now it is, go ahead, what time?
It is 9:38 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
On
September the, my phone locked up on me. That's terrible.
26. Sorry. Okay, there's a video. I heard about this while driving around earlier today. It's this chick, her YouTube channel is called Katie Sunshine, and she's a hula hooper. So go into YouTube, type in Katie Sunshine Hula Hoop, but if you're listening to this a week or two later, you're going to know who she is. Winterfest Hooping is her video, and it went from less than 10,000 hits this morning to right now, as of the time he said, 512,691. Actually, let me refresh it and see how many times. Okay, we started this 2 hours ago and I pushed pause. Let's see how many. I said 512,691. And with the refresh, we are at. And we don't need an ad. Well, she's smart enough to get the ads.
Of course. Already.
Add 3,000 to that. Wow. So, in just a couple hours, she's really getting up there. So, the video is her hula hooping. And, dude, this is like...
Oh, man, guy code. Just imagine...
Go ahead. Describe what you were seeing on there.
An extremely sexy... I just want to point out, yoga pants are a gift from the gods.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I want to make a glass of tea out of those things.
The greatest thing ever created. Oh my.
Yeah.
The greatest thing ever created were yoga pants.
Keep your eye on this.
Basically, what's happening right now, they're at some hippie festival, and this very
It's not hippie. It's a country music. That's a country music song called Wagon Wheel.
Anyways, she is hula hooping, and let's just say she's really getting into it, and she's really good. Yeah, she's real good, gentlemen.
Yeah, and it's not just her doing it around. She stops, direction changes around, and here's the other thing.
Around her, whoa, look at that.
Yeah. If you want to make a really good video, women smile in it, and men just kind of like, look at that.
Woo!
I want that on a plate.
Bang, bang, bang.
Bitty bang. Yes, and my wife is in the other room and probably going to be mad. So, what are you talking about?
You can blame it on me. That's all right. But yeah,
but
ladies
and
gentlemen, you can look this up.
Not look it up. Go to our Facebook page, which whatever it is, and we will announce that it's going to be the first video you put up. Because we're breaking this. Folks, this is going to take off. I'm making a bet right now. She will be on Ellen in the next 2 weeks.
Yep, I agree.
Because this video is taking off in just 24 hours. We're seeing the birth of a viral video.
And she'll have a sex tape out in about a month, probably.
No, she's a teacher. She's a first grade teacher. But she's got other videos. I mean, I've heard, and folks, you'll probably hear me reference, I'm a big fan of Opie and Anthony on XM Radio. So I heard them talking about this, and it was just amazing. They were talking about the number of hits. And just, oh my God. Oh, I want that so bad.
I'd jump through her hoop any day.
Oh my God. Exactly. But she's going to be the next viral thing. And it's weird that on our first day of doing this, we're now... Yeah,
look at that.
See what she's doing.
Arms in and out of it. Look at that.
In and out.
In and out.
Now, she's got other videos. You got to see some of the other stuff she does with them.
Oh, my gosh. She's hula hooping.
Oh, my
gosh. She's hula hooping around her ankles.
Yeah. And look
so
at
graceful.
But then she holds it, and she moves it at the same pace.
And it's like her body's barely moving, but that hoop just was like working it.
Everything. I tell you right now, because of this video, hula hooping will become popular.
Yep.
You will start seeing now, and we've got a lot of strip clubs in this town. You're going to start seeing hula hoop spectacular on the thing.
Hula
Whatever's
hoop,
big. Because the Gangnam Style, the women dancing Gangnam Style was on
God,
one of the billboards for one of them. So now you're going to see that. And look at what she's doing. Now watch. Oh, Shakira shake.
Shakira, Shakira. Look at these two dudes behind her.
Oh, my God.
They must be a couple because they weren't even looking. Oh, take a bow. One more time. Oh.
See all these videos she's done?
Wow.
She's actually done with the Philly Fanatic.
Katie Sunshine, huh?
Yeah, we're going to put that video on our Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can check me out at facebook.com/PeteLaFuchsia. And
yes,
yours
sir.
Is
facebook.com/
Okay, skip
it. The1DJK. Spell it all out. The1DJK. All
words. See, look it.
Oh, now she's at a baseball
game.
Yeah,
she's from Philadelphia, so.
Oh, it had to be a Philly fan.
Yeah. Oh, she's doing it to Shakira.
Oh, look at that.
But look at.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at how fast she's doing that.
Not as impressed. She's wearing jeans this time. So
she's
kind
at
of a
Philly.
Letdown.
Oh.
I wonder if there's a spring break version.
God. There will be parodies of this too, I bet.
We'll make you do a parody.
Yeah, hula hoop is what they call it, a belt. And with that, folks, I don't know what to say. We need to end it.
Oh, Pete.
Oh,
this
Lord.
Has been fun.
It
great
has been fun.
Little podcast. Definitely a lot more to come. The world always is getting crazier, so we will always be talking about that.
Yeah.
And we'll get a live.
And hold on, I gotta pull up our closing music.
I don't know.
He still doesn't know how to work a computer. Maybe
no,
someday
I move files around.
Sweet.
Oh wow! Did I get rid of the bad music? I did, didn't I?
Bump, bump, bow.
Lord. Oh, well. But, yeah. Check us out. We will have a a Facebook page. Now
and
we've
I'll
got
be
a
doing
name.
A Twitter. Pete's too old for Twitter. That's okay.
No, I... to hear... You've heard my story about Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Do it. Although I'm thinking about doing it just because... I just
Twitter's where it's at. Twitter at the1DJK. Follow me, baby. I'll follow you back. And we, I definitely want to do some live questionnaire comments during the show. Oh yeah.
I closed every speed talk for 4 years.
Long can't beat it.
Oh no, this is hilarious. I don't know. Oh my God, look at the video. That's the still of the video.
Wow.
Oh, man. Philly hoop dance.
Philly
oh,
hoop.
God. This is 62,000. Look at what she's wearing.
Oh, mama.
Hold on. I'm gonna pause insane.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, my God. Philly hoop dance, folks, on YouTube.
She's got go-go boots on. That makes it so much hotter. She has got amazing talent.
Next, Mrs. Corman.
Yeah, for real. If she ever hears this, hit me up.
She's a teacher, so therefore she's got a job.
I am single.
Oh, white go-go boots.
Multiple go-go boots.
Love the
fur boots. Whoa, that was cool.
Leave the room. No! Oh, my. Oh, dude.
There is a camera
God
view.
God in heaven.
There is a camera view, ladies and gentlemen, from the ground up. And let's
or in the perverted circles, they would call it.
She is wearing loose-fitting jean shorts.
Oh, wow.
Pete, I can't take much more of this.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home now. And
okay.
I'll be on there for like 3 hours.
I got to stop it. We will not end for the rest of the night. I got to do my weathers.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Well, we ended up doing an hour and 20 minutes. Not bad.
Fantastic.
So. And no pee break.
I know, dude. I'm about to go. Man.
You know what? What's making me want to go? I forgot I've been drinking Mountain Dew all day. It makes me piss all the time.
Mountain Dew, but not other pop?
No, nothing.
That's weird.
Yeah, water doesn't do it. Mountain Dew makes me want to pee. It's something in the citrus.
What the hell? That's strange.
So, all right. This is Ben. What are we calling him now? What's that name?
What's that name?
What's that name?
I love it. That's it.
It's Ben. What's that name?
Be on the lookout. Facebook at What's That Name. That's going to be it.
Copyright. Copyright September 2012. All rights reserved. He is Kevin Corman.
Love
I am
you.
Pete LaFuchsia. Hopefully we'll be doing this in shorter than 7 days, and
yes,
hopefully
sir.
We'll be up on some network somewhere. And next week, if we do one before, no guests.
That'll be it.
If not, if it's the one we record on the 2nd, we will have actor, comedian Jason Dixie in studio with us. So, and who knows? Maybe we'll go 2 hours. I don't know. Maybe we'll have some sponsors.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't.
I got another idea for a guest. The one and only Mo Cheese might be joining us from the Grind Hard Endurance Drink. He is the CEO of Grind Hard Endurance Drink. It's the newest, latest energy drink that's out on the market. It is the hottest thing on the market, and it's a way of life. I happen to be a part of the team. So make sure you visit Grind Hard on Facebook, too.
Oh, believe me, after the videos we saw, I'm going to be
grinding hard. Grind Hard ED. It stands for Endurance Drink. Twitter at the same exact thing, so hopefully we'll have Mo Cheese in there. He's a real cool guy.
Okay.
Literally has his foot in about every market. Music. He's even a chef, so... Like I said, now look at you. Well,
I got this song.
Mr. Music Man.
Right,
once again, that's going to wrap it up for us.
What's his name?
On behalf of Pete LaFuchsia, I am DJ Double K, and you stay classy, America.
Cincinnati.